Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
This winter, Ireland is experiencing an earlier than usual surge in flu cases, with the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control warning that the virus is spreading 3 to 4 weeks earlier than in previous years. So far, there have been 6 recorded flu deaths in Ireland, and hospital pressure is mounting, especially for vulnerable groups like the elderly and young children. So how is the flu impacting our hospital system, and what do you need to know if you start to notice some of the symptoms? Well, joining me now is Dr. Scott Walken. He's a GP in Ballina and clinical lead for infection control at the Irish College of GPs, and Tony Fitzpatrick, director of professional services with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. You're both very welcome to the Hard Shoulder. To start with you, Dr. Walken, what is it that is unique about this year's flu strain, and why is it spreading earlier?
Well, the flu spreads every winter. I mean, that's how it's been for years. That's how it'll be for years into the future. I think the difference, and you highlighted this in the intro there, the difference really is that it's just happened a little bit earlier. I think the reason for that is because each year the flu virus evolves and changes a little bit. And this year it's just changed a little bit more than in previous years. And I think that's probably what's given rise to its spreading a couple of weeks earlier than what we'd normally see.
And what are the symptoms of this particular flu? And are those symptoms more severe than in previous years, as has been reported? Is that what you're seeing?
Well, the particular type of flu that's circulating mostly is called H3 influenza. And that can be a little bit more severe than other types of influenza. But the symptoms really are quite similar to before. So it's cough, cold, and runny nose, sore throat type symptoms, often with a high temperature. And what differentiates the flu from other type of upper airway infections is that you'll often get prominent muscle pain, and it tends to come on pretty quickly over a few hours. So they're the characteristics of the flu. I think the really important thing with the flu is, you know, prevention is better than cure. So the best way for any of us to protect ourselves against the flu is for everybody who's eligible for vaccination, that they get vaccinated against the flu. And that includes everybody over 60. Also, everybody aged 2 to 17 years inclusive. They get a special flu vaccine called the needle-free nasal flu vaccine spray. So healthcare workers should all be vaccinated. Anybody with an underlying medical vulnerability. And also, interestingly, we've heard about avian flu affecting poultry flocks. People working with pigs or with poultry should also be vaccinated against the flu. Carers of people who are carers for anybody with an underlying medical vulnerability at home, they should also be vaccinated against the flu.
And in terms of that vaccination, how effective is the current vaccination against this year's strain?
So it's only really possible to say in retrospect, looking back, how effective it was. But it is the best type of protection that's available. So certainly well worth getting it. And even if it's a little bit less effective this year than in previous years, hopefully it will be as effective. But even if it is a little bit less effective, some protection is still better than no protection.
And where can people access that flu vaccine, especially, as you say, you know, those more elderly patients and children?
So every year, GPs provide the flu vaccine. Some pharmacists provide the flu vaccine as well. And for younger people, age 2 to 17, or maybe age junior infants for primary school, they can access the vaccine in schools very often. A lot of schools are providing it through their a local healthcare professional.
And you would encourage any of those parents who get that email from the school saying the flu vaccine is available to tick the box and to ensure that their child gets it. It won't mean that you don't get the flu, but it'll certainly lessen the symptoms, doesn't it?
It reduces the severity of the symptoms. It can prevent the flu, for sure. What it doesn't prevent, unfortunately, is viral infections caused by other viruses like RSV, or there's lots of other viruses, adenoviruses or rhinovirus. There's lots of other viruses. So it won't prevent those, but it will prevent or mitigate or reduce the severity of influenza or the flu.
I just want to bring in Tony Fitzpatrick there. We heard Scott Walken saying, look, it's coming earlier this year, 3 to 4 weeks earlier than would be anticipated. What's been the immediate impact of the flu surge on hospitals and bed spaces?
And just to state, I concur with my medical colleague there with regards to the best form of defence is vaccination, and it is all of those categories that are eligible should get vaccinated. It's also important for healthcare workers, and we promote that among our members continuously in that regard. But I suppose the concern we have is, and you know, you would be aware that we were in the WRC last week with DHSE with regards to the current situation around staffing, and at the moment they 6,500 posts below their funded ceiling, which is very worrying. All the services are under severe pressure already. We know that hospitals should work effectively and efficiently when they're at 85% bed occupancy, but indeed all of our hospitals, all of our acute hospitals are operating above 100% occupancy. So there's severe demand already on our hospital system. We know, like today, there's nearly 400 people on trolleys waiting a hospital bed. So we are gravely concerned as we look ahead. It has come earlier. We can see the signs already. You referenced there that there's been a number of deaths, you know, the 5 ICU admissions, the number of people attending has increased the last week or so. So it is an issue of concern when we're at max capacity within our hospital system. Our community services, our GP services, they're under severe pressure as well. Our general practice nurses highlight to us that the demand for services is well outstripping what's available. And then even within our community services, whether it's public health nursing, etc., all of those services are under severe pressure. So I think what's necessary is that the HSE needs to have a coherent plan for the next number of weeks, for the next number of months, or how this system can deal with this to the max, because otherwise we're going to see more people in trolleys waiting for a bed.
That the emergency departments are seeing heavier demand earlier this year because specifically of the flu.
Already we can see that is incrementally on a week by week basis that is increasing. The information from European monitoring is clearly outlining that it's 3 to 4 weeks earlier than recent flu seasons. The cases, and remember the number of people within our emergency departments, we're seeing significant growth on people over 65, over 70, over 80 that end up on trolleys waiting for a hospital bed. The cases are highest among those age 80 and older. And also we're seeing with regards to children aged between 1 and 4. So yes, we believe you're seeing it when you have a system that's under the amount of pressure that it's under currently, where realistically they should be looking at curtailing services because they're 6,500 posts below their ceiling. We are gravely concerned as we head into the next number of weeks in regards to that. So the pressures are already, they're under severe pressure, and that's going to be exacerbated further now as we see slowly, incrementally, the number of people with flu increase.
To bring you back in there, Dr. Walken, how many people who do contract this flu will need to be hospitalised? And if they are hospitalised, what's the general sort of length of stay that they will experience?
Okay, so the vast majority of people with the flu will not need to go to hospital. In fact, most won't need to be seen by a doctor. They can be managed with over-the-counter treatments such as paracetamol or other cough, cold or flu remedies. I'm not sure what the length of stay for. I mean, that's outside of my bailiwick, really, the length of stay in hospital. So I can't address that for you, I'm afraid. But certainly, if people have severe symptoms of the flu, particularly shortness of breath, or if people have underlying medical vulnerability or a weak immune system because of an underlying condition or because of treatment that they're taking, they should see their GP. But most people won't need to see a GP, thankfully. They won't feel very well, but they'll be able to manage with over-the-counter treatment. The other thing maybe just to say is that antibiotics don't help the flu. The flu is a viral illness, and all antibiotics will do in somebody who has the flu is it won't help them, number one, and it can contribute to side effects, you know, bothering vomiting, rashes, photosensitivity, things like this, all these nasty things. And it also contributes to the development of superbugs. So most people, thankfully, won't need hospital, but a small percentage will. And the best way to avoid needing hospital, of course, is through flu vaccination.
All right, very briefly, Tony, what could be done at this point to try and deal with those increased pressures and those increased demands on our emergency department coming into this winter flu season?
Well, again, it's not too late to get the vaccine, so it is important that people do avail of that opportunity. I think the issues that exist is that from the HSE perspective is that we need to have streamlined services within our emergency departments that people can egress then out into the community setting as well. And we need to ensure that there's rapid with regards to recruitment, backfilling of maternity leaves, etc. The other thing that needs to be factored in here is that as we head into flu season is that healthcare workers get sick with the flu as well, and that can have an impact upon services. So we need to ensure that as many people as possible are vaccinated, and then as a follow-on to that, we need to support our hospitals and other systems to ensure that they're able to respond. And we are concerned as we head into December at a high level of activity within our hospital systems currently and the impact that's having already. So it's really important that whatever measures possible are taken should be taken ahead of the end of the year to ensure that we fill all those posts that require to be filled by year end, so the staff can deliver safe, effective care to patients.
You say you do promote the vaccination amongst members and you encourage members to take it up. What are the levels of take up like this year?
Again, as my medical colleague outlined with regards to retrospectively, we will have to look at that retrospectively. Again, in all of our services in our hospitals, vaccinations are available. There's peer vaccinations. This is where healthcare workers, nurses and doctors are administering the vaccine to colleagues, etc., to in order encourage the uptake. So we don't have percentages as it stands at the moment, but every year...
I suppose your sense of the level of uptake...
Again, I would expect that it has been increasing year on year, so I would expect that it would continue in that direction.
All right. Tony Fitzpatrick and Dr. Scott Walken, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder there.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.